Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting sixth. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Clancy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Clancy. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Cohn. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Poole strikes out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biggio for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Biggio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Elster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel strikes out. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. Biggio strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Clancy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackey Sasser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Sasser moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. David Cohn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn bunts towards third. Reynolds fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reynolds. Sasser scores. Elster moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, Mets. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel bunts in front of the plate. Biggio fields it and throws to first for the out. Elster moves to third. Cohn moves to second. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field. Pull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elster tags and scores. Cohn tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Juan Agosto now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Johnson moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. Doran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sasser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sasser bunts towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augusto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-2 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0-for-2 in the game. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Magadan strikes out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Augusto fires to first and picks off Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Caminiti pinch hits for Juan Augusto. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caminiti hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Strawberry moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to third. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strawberry scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Mets. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sasser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sasser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young. Sasser reaches second base with a double. Jeffries goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elster strikes out. Two outs. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sasser scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Mets. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Samuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to third. Samuel moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Doran is 0-for-3 in the game. Doran strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.